Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, as always. And it's especially a pleasure for me to have Noah St. John back on the show. Noah is the founder of the Success Clinic of America, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of Permission to Succeed. But as I've told you many times before, I'm holding a book in my hand, but I was telling you about Noah and his concept of the permission to succeed when it was just a kernel of a little sprout of an idea that he was working on. It wasn't even a book yet. It was kind of in a loose leaf binder, and I knew he was onto something, and I wanted to tell you about it. And that's been lo those many years ago. Noah is a great friend of ours. And folks, listen to this. You hear that? Those aren't the pages to his books. His book, Permission to Succeed. Those are the post-it notes that are in my copy, hanging out the edges, so I can find the sections of this book that I want. That's how much I use this book. Noah St. John, thank you for coming back on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim. Always a pleasure to be back, and I am honored by the post-it notes. And,
do you hear my post-it notes, Noah?
I love it, Jim. You know, as I always tell people, the book, Permission to Succeed, is meant to be used as a tool to change your life. And,
your book looks like it grew a beard of post-it notes.
I love it. And that's, you know, you can read a book and you know, go, oh, that's nice. So you can really use a book like you're doing, and you know, like so many people have done with Permission to Succeed. And that's, you know, that's really the people who use it to change their life. So I'm honored, and I've always loved to see that.
Well, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I just think it's an important thing, Noah, because so many small business owners, you know, we do the due diligence, we raise the capital, we have a great business model, we work our fingers to the bone and our backsides off, and we forsake, you know, maybe too much in order to make it happen, in order to be able to successfully follow our entrepreneurial dream. But we still don't quite get up to the speed. We don't quite get into that sixth road gear. You know, we still seem to have something this nagging at us that we look around and we say, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong here? What's the problem? And it's because there's some things that we don't understand about ourselves that's holding us back.
Well, you know, it's funny because we hear a lot these days about makeovers, you know, life makeovers and business makeovers, even, you know, financial makeovers. And, you know, this is a very hot topic right now, and it's a good thing. You know, I'm not saying it's bad, but what happens is a lot of times we're really focused on the outer, on the physical, on the books, which, you know, obviously you have to take care of. But what we're talking about here is mind makeovers. We're really talking about making over your mind, because as Yogi Berra said, 90% of this game is half mental. So, you know, we really need to keep that in mind as entrepreneurs, because, you know, you're, first of all, of course, you're dealing with yourself. I mean, most small businesses start out in the garage, you know, like Steve Jobs and all the rest of them, you know, and Walt Disney was just in the garage. So, you know, so they usually start with one or two people. Well, when you have one or two people or a family, let's say, you know, you're dealing with psychological and emotional issues, you know, that very often people, it's not that they don't want to talk about it, it's just that they don't have the language. So one of the things that we've done with Permission to Succeed is, number one, giving people a language with which to hold on to these concepts, which, you know, we've had so many people in our workshops and in our consulting that we do with companies around the country, and they just, I mean, we have grown men in tears oftentimes because they say, this is what I have been going through, but I didn't even have any words for this. You have put the language, you know, to what's been going on in my heart, in my mind, in my psyche, in my soul for all these many years that I didn't even realize. I didn't know, but I knew something was wrong. That's the thing. If you have this kind of nagging sense that something's wrong, that there's a chasm, there's a gap between where you want to be, where you know you can be, and where you are today, I mean, that's the kind of person who needs permission to succeed, who needs this kind of work. And, I mean, that's really why I wrote the book, Jim, because, I knew I had an epiphany, you know, back in 97. And again, you were really the, you know, the first media person to catch on to this, to see, you know, the value in it. So I you know, you have my undying loyalty for that. And
thanks for the royalty checks too, by the way. No problem.
And so, you know, and but they, what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Well, the epiphany that you mentioned.
Oh, about the language, because in traditional success literature, we're taught how to succeed. So if you're a small business owner, you know, you're gonna, again, how to raise capital, how to hire people, how to do all these things, which are very important. I mean, of course, you have to take care of these things, but again, you know, going back to that 90% being half mental, you know, we are dealing with the inner stuff, with, you know, as we like to say, the mind makeover. And so many people have reached a plateau or a level of success, and you know, it's like that roller coaster ride you go on. You go, well, I know I'm good, so I start going up, and because I want to succeed. And then you get to a certain level, and that's when the fear sets in, because I'm about to go where I've never gone before. So the fear comes in. So guess what? You start to sabotage a little bit, and then you go down again. You go, well, I don't want to go down, so you go back up, and then you say, well, that's too scary, so you go down and up and down. See, a lot of people can relate to that. When I, you know, say that in my workshops, all the heads are going up and down and saying, yeah, that sounds like me. Well, so, you know, we really want to get off that roller coaster, because it can make you sick after a while.
The thing that happens, that's the reason this is, I think this is important for small business owners, is because so many of us accomplish things that weren't supposed to be accomplished. I mean, people, no one should have done what we did with the capital that we had. No one should have done what we did with the competition that we had, with the insurmountable odds. So much of what we accomplish is done by sheer will, just the din of will of an entrepreneur, which means that it had nothing to do with capital. It had to do with what was inside of that entrepreneur. And if there's some kind of dysfunction bouncing around in there, which is mm-hmm. where we haven't given ourselves permission to succeed, then that's when you got a problem. And when you talked about those guys that were mm-hmm. crying, those big burly guys who were crying, what was it that they found out?
I think they, number one, found out again that they had never had a language for it. Was like,
what is that? What would that language sound like?
Well, let me put it this way. It's like, I know that there's something wrong, but I don't even know what the question is, let alone how to answer it. You know, have you ever had that where you don't even know, you know there's a problem, but you don't even know what the question is?
Yeah,
this
you can't.
This gives you the question and the answer.
And when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Noah to help us find our question so we can answer it. You might have the answer. You just may not have the question. Sounds like a little bit like Jeopardy, doesn't it? It is Jeopardy sometimes when you're trying to do this in your small business. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Noah St. John.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're not on the road today, but I will be next week. Next week, starting Tuesday, I'll be in Houston, Texas, all week, the rest of that week, at the Administaff's Champions Tournament. I'm going to be broadcasting, introducing you to small business owners, including some golfers. You may get to hear some of your golf heroes. Going to have some of those guys on the show next week. I'm looking forward to that. Right now, we got Noah St. John. He's the author of Permission to Succeed. Noah, give us your website, please, and tell us where your book's available.
Successclinic.com. People can sign up for my free email newsletter at successclinic.com. That's the name of the company, Success Clinic of America. And books are available online. Also, you know, our new CD set, which is our most comprehensive work to date, a 6-CD set, at successclinic.com. They're also available at all bookstores, your local bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And you're still doing your seminars around the country too, aren't you?
Well, we're consulting with, you know, the PGA and, you know, large companies and small companies, mm-hmm. You know, across the country, and nonprofit organizations, associations of all types. We, you know, do tons of events, and because a lot of people are, you know, very interested in how to give themselves permission to succeed, how to get their foot off the brake, you know.
Right.
You can be going down the road of life, you know, with your foot really pressed hard on the gas, but the other foot sometimes is press just as hard on the brake.
And you think you're pressing on the accelerator, but truth is that you've got your foot on the wrong pedal. What is the question? You know, Noah, when we went to the break, we said you said that these guys couldn't provide themselves with the answer because they didn't even know the question. What's the question?
Mm-hmm. Well, the question really is, why do I have my foot on the brake? Why am I stopping myself from success? And, you know, because I know I'm perfectly capable of succeeding. So what is it that's wrong with me? You know, and it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's just, again, that you haven't realized, and the traditional teachers never told you that it's okay for you to succeed, that you're allowed to succeed. We talk about seven steps, you know, this permission to succeed program that we install in companies, you know, and to give themselves permission to succeed. And we've had, you know, companies go from 125,000 in sales to over 1.3 million in less than 18 months. I mean, because oftentimes it starts with the CEO, as I was mentioning earlier, you know, who really hadn't given himself permission to succeed. And of course, the fish stinks from the head down. And so that can permeate the entire organization or the department, the sales department. You know, the sales manager, the VP of sales can, you know, be allowing their people to keep their foot on the brake just unknowingly, not doing this on purpose, you know, not holding them down on purpose, but just not allowing them to explode and get out of their own way. So there are, you know, systems that we install in these companies to allow them to get out of their own way. And then it's not that we're adding anything. Again, we're not even stepping on the gas harder. You don't need more motivation. This is what I tell companies all the time. You don't need more motivation. People are motivated enough.
That's what I was saying earlier. You've already done the due diligence. You've got the capital.
Yeah.
You got a good
yeah.
business model. You're motivated like crazy, but you're still not quite able to make the score.
Yeah. And that's the systems that we put in place with these different companies and organizations, Jim, that to allow them to get out of their own way. It's, you know, again, if you're running a sprint and all of a sudden you put all these hurdles in your lane, do you think you're going to be able to go as fast? You know, it's not that we're going to make you run faster. It's a lot of times these companies just need these hurdles, but they don't even know what the hurdles are, let alone how to get them out of their way.
I like what you said about getting yourself out of your own way.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, doesn't it? And sometimes it's a ghost of Christmas past in our way too, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, that, you know, people are weighed down usually by three things. Their negative opinions about the past, their bad beliefs about the present, and their fears for the future. See, mm-hmm. And that's the three things, the past, present, and future. But the thing is, you can change your opinion of your past, present, and future. And, you know, that's one of the things that when we talk about mind makeovers, you can really change that. A lot of companies are afraid, you know, of the present, you know, today's economy, mm-hmm. or of certainly what's going to happen in the future. So, but again, as somebody once said, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And that's who makes the decisions today. That's who makes the correct decisions today.
Now, Noah, you have broken permission to succeed news on this show before. You've got some, so you've got some news for us today, don't you?
Well, yeah, we have a new software program. We were talking about the questions earlier about asking the better questions. We are going to be launching a new software program in the next 30 days called Just Ask Me, which is going to help business owners, salespeople, to ask themselves better questions. What you focus on grows true in your life. What you give energy to gives, you know, grows in your life. And so most people are asking themselves lousy questions like, why am I such a loser? How come I can't do anything right? What we're going to do is we're going to do mind makeovers for people and literally have them go through a step-by-step process to then generate better questions. And then we're going to put these questions to music, so you can make an MP3 or CD recording of your own voice, the music, asking yourself these empowering, phenomenal questions. And we have thousands of pieces of data, thousands of individuals and companies who have written us and saying, these questions changed my life. So now this is a step-by-step, simple process, and this is a very simple software. If you can turn on a computer, you can use it.
And it's
software.
Going to be available in about 30 days.
About 30 days. Send an email to Success Clinic of America. So if you send an email to noah@successclinic.com, send me an email or go to the website, successclinic.com, sign up for my free newsletter, you will be the first people to learn about this new empowering software that will truly change your life and your company's fortunes, as it has done for so many people. But we've never had it available in this package before. It is the most incredible software that I didn't design it. We have a software engineer who came in and designed
Noah,
it.
Noah, thank you for being here. We got to wrap it up, but thank you for helping us understand permission to succeed. Folks, I hope you check out Noah's website, successclinic.com. Thanks, Noah. See you next time.
Okay, Jim. Thanks.
Noah St. John, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages with Wayne Cruz. This show is brought to you by IBM. and Office Depot.
Since I don't have you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.